We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Here we are. Let's get into it. Oh! Yeah. Oh,
what's happening to you? Oh, yes. Right. Oh, it's so cold. I forgot. Yeah.
Cormac McCarthy's the road. I know you have. We did it for this podcast.
Yeah. And I wanted to save on heating bills, and I think you did too. And that's why we're shivering.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. It's not the post-apocalypse like Cormac McCarthy's the road.
I'm just saying, it could be.
It's cold as shit, just like it seemed to be in that book.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cold because we both agreed to skimp on
heating bills. It's because we're being
bills.
Haunted.
Because we're being
haunted. Oh, we skimped on heating bills. Right. Yes. Sorry.
Because we're so stingy.
Miserly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even though we make so much money from the Patreon. And what else? Let's see. We are also being haunted by
yes.
The
well,
ghosts
it's sort of my
of,
fault. I've turned off the oil heater in the house, and I've got my little...
Lamp and wick.
Lamp, yep, and wick, and my little top hat. Now I'm wearing it.
Unfortunately,
we share a set.
We share
it's
a set of top
small on
hats.
Me, big on
yeah,
Jack.
Fortunately, you decided that it would be good for us to skimp
it's like,
on
matches. On me, it looks like the outfit Chun-Li wears.
Yes. In, oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Street Fighter.
Yes. And on me,
on
it
you, it's
like...
sort of a flowing robe. It's nice. Yeah. Silk robe, you know?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the top hat. I was like, I guess Chun-Li does have a tiny top hat in Street Fighter.
And the top hat.
It's been a while since I played
it. She's got two, I think. I think they cover her buns.
Yeah.
Not those ones. Those ones aren't covered at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, okay. We did a high five through the Zoom. I didn't enjoy it. You have decided to skimp on matches. So we've got our lamp and our wick. Which it's, we had agreed to light to kind of light the way to our room.
And I'm here in this breezy, blustery, old Victorian house, and it's Cormac McCarthy's The Road
and
outside.
And it's Cormac McCarthy's The Road outside.
And everyone is dead.
Yeah.
Or dying.
And I think maybe because
they're
we're
eating
being
babies.
Visited by one of the ghosts of
and there's
Christmas
a ghost here. It sucks.
Future.
What a night. Yeah. Shitty night for us.
We should say it's our content blog. It's our hit content
blog. We should
blog.
Say it's our romance podcast.
Yes, it's Strange Bedfellows.
Strange Bedfellows. I'm Tanner
Jack.
Greenring. Yeah. Yeah. And it is a content blog. It's the winter of our Chris content.
That's right. It's the winter.
Chris
now it is the winter of our Chris content. And it's where we do Chris content.
I looked
content.
Up the... Sorry, shut up. I looked up the... John Steinbeck novel.
That this is
since
based
last
on?
Time that I read in high school that I sort of thought about, and it's I guess famously about a boy who plagiarizes. I think Richard III.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, so it is. So Steinbeck was aware; it wasn't just a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. So when you
I did think that was odd.
When you came up with this this concept, which I think is good, now is the winter of our Chris content, you were like, everyone will know that extremely obscure deep cut Steinbeck novel. So it's really going to hit.
Yeah.
Let's say what we watched, it's called
Ghosted.
They made it
into a Simpsons episode. Bart plagiarizes us.
I guess, so in your mind, just to kind of map this out, you here have heard it all over the place. You know that everybody is familiar with the concept of now is the winter for our discontent, but you just have mapped it back to Steinbeck.
Like, I don't want to dwell on it. I don't want to dwell on it.
The film is called Ghosted, and it's the Chris of Hemsworth that we're
chasing. Yeah, you think it's
going
to be a sequel to Spectral. It's not.
It's not.
You think it might be a sequel to... what was the... Renee,
Ghost in the Apartment.
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, it's
Ghost
a, it's
in the Apartment.
Ghost. It's called She's
my
a Ghost.
My ex-girlfriend,
my girlfriend's a ghost.
Yeah.
We should say, give me the warning, give listeners the warning that you gave me, because I think it was useful for me to be let
word
down.
For word? I guess, sure, was it, did it feel right the way I did it with
you? Yeah, it felt very right, yeah.
Like, emotionally?
Yeah. And that's,
what
so the last thing
last
you've
night?
Written... in our text chain is this Snape is here and humping. That's not it. Yeah.
Yeah, you said you're going to start watching the movie.
Yeah.
And I said, she's not a ghost. Don't spend the first half of the movie chasing that dream.
Yeah.
They sort of set it up. They're like, oh, the movie's called Ghosted. You don't know what it's about. No one's literally ever talked about it before. When Jack said there's a new film starring Dramatis Personae, Captain America, and the robot lady, AI lady from the new Blade Runner movie.
Yeah.
And like a million other people, by the way.
A gazillion.
Including the scientist from Love Potion number 9. Who wasn't Sandra Bullock. That's his dad, even though I think he's probably like 15 years older than
him. He was funny in this.
And his mom is Amy Sedaris, who's also probably only about 15 years older than Captain America.
A lot of the Avengers are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deadpool.
Deadpool's
I guess
in
we
it.
Could, should we Deadpool?
Aren't we already?
I don't remember even how to do that.
I don't, how do you Deadpool? You start.
I don't really
even remember. Start. You start, and then I'll kind of just follow your lead. You Deadpool.
I'd have to like. I don't know. Shake my head or something to try to get something to come loose up there to remember what it was.
Yeah, you have to like turn your head.
Oh, it's someone in the. It's when someone in the movie or media addresses us.
Yeah,
they're Deadpooling.
Can you believe this guy?
And then I think we have to respond to them. That's what Deadpooling was. That doesn't happen in this film.
Okay, we can't Deadpool. Was in the middle of a sentence.
But
let's
Deadpool
see.
Is in it.
Deadpool is in it.
You were in the middle of a sentence?
You think it's going to be about ghosts. This is what I was going to say. If
it's from Apple TV Plus. You think, oh shit, I have to subscribe to Apple TV Plus again. Fine, I guess I'll watch Foundation.
Yeah.
You know?
Why not watch Slow Horses?
Or the new Godzilla thing, Monarch Island.
If you're not watching Slow Horses, I don't want to know.
Why are we doing an ad for Apple TV Plus? I was just about to dunk on them and say, they.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No. Forget what I said. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
They're like sitting and building a media company, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I guess we can just like, there's this like Netflix playbook going around.
Yeah.
So let's steal that and just do everything they did. Oh, I guess a few years ago, they made this incredible hit film called Bright, but before that they made Spectral.
Right. They made
Spectral.
So
let's do our version of Spectral. We'll call it Ghosted. Yeah. Someone get like a spec script written up, and then they went to some incompetent
then it's
idiot.
Like in production hell, and they forgot to put ghosts in it.
Or they took all the guns.
Yeah.
They took out the ghosts.
They ghosted the fucking ghosts. The ghosts are ghosts in this one. But
This is a new movie. It just came out. We should warn people.
Yeah, it's new. That's kind of why we're doing it. And also the Chris thing. But if anybody...
Chris Evans is in it.
I know a lot of people like to listen to our show and then go watch the movie. That's a totally normal way of doing this.
Adrian
and
Brody,
so for
pianist.
All of you, I hope that you take that warning to heart. Don't chase the dream that she's going to be a ghost. She's not. A ghost. There's no ghost in the film.
Oh, no. No ghosts. Well,
no ghosts.
That we see.
Yeah.
It seems like this is, if this is in the,
Spectral universe?
Spectral universe. It is pre-goggle tech.
Okay. So, yeah, it's kind of pre-ghosts.
Well, the ghosts are there. We just don't, have the goggle tech to see them.
Yeah, but people know the ghosts are there because the ghosts in Spectral, sorry to correct you on
everyone.
This, because they
that's
kill
right. It's like post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
They
kill you so bad.
Kill
yeah, even if you can't see them with the goggle tech. We're
sounds
not talking
like
about Spectral.
This is, in a lot of ways, a spiritual successor to Spectral, though. So maybe it's on the map, you know?
Yeah.
Is there a Chris in it? Let me look.
Yeah. Do you think Spectral means spiritual sequel? It's like a portmanteau.
Yeah, that's, I mean... Leave it to the French, you know?
What are you looking up? You're looking something up.
Whether there's anyone named Chris in
Spectral. Oh, you know what's funny? Can I tell you something really funny that's
there's
about
not.
This? Can I tell you something funny that's about this? I've already looked that up. When I was like making a spreadsheet of Chris movies, literally the first thing I did was I was like, I wonder if there's someone named Chris in Spectral that we can watch that, but there's not.
I don't
there's
even
no
see
one.
Anyone in the
there's
cat,
not even like
the
a
crew.
Like a tech on Spectrum. Yeah, no, I've already
looked
this up.
I think it was like Poland or something. Everyone has very like not.
Maybe we can watch Bright, starring Will Smith and Joel Edgerton. Is there a Chris in that? But they, I feel like we're moving too far afield for my taste now. And I know that I did it.
Just let me look real quick, and then we'll get right back on track.
I know that I was the one who veered us fully off the road here, but I'd like to try to, like, trudge
not
back.
In the top billing. And, fuck!
Yeah. Listen, I watched this film with my baby, my little baby boy, Lewis, who's home from school today.
Shitting his guts out.
Even though he's fine.
But you told me school sent him home because he was, like, literally shit. Yeah, he screwed us. They were worried for his health.
He screwed us. At school.
They're like, school, we don't care what you do with him. We just don't want him to die on the premises because that's, like, a legal nightmare.
In the last hour of school, this asshole eats a fucking cupcake for some other kid's birthday and then just vomits it everywhere. And they were like, they called me up even though I was, like, on my way to get him. And they were like, Lewis can't come to school tomorrow.
Yeah. We've got him in one of those, like, E.T., like, yeah, hazmat tents.
Lewis has to watch Ghosted.
That we deployed out back.
Tomorrow morning. And so that's what we've done, is we've watched Ghosted together. And Lewis, I think, described
the
film pretty well. Yeah, he loved it. And what Lewis says of the film was...
This is dad talk?
Sure. Yeah, this is dad talk. Do you want to know what Lewis's, like, one sentence description of this movie?
Hey, just get into the bit first, you know?
Okay, sure. We say this is dad talk after the bit. We've
okay,
done
sorry.
It, been doing it for like 5 fucking years.
Well, you usually introduce it, so what do I know? Go ahead. I'm closing my
eyes. You want to hear Lewis's one sentence description of this film, which he loved, watched every minute of it.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. I guess he doesn't know. He doesn't
There's also one scene where Adrian Brody throws these like extremely dangerous biting ants on a man's face.
Oh yeah, and he like
and they like his face like melts and he's like screaming. And I was like trying to clean the house while I was watching it. I kept missing like too much of it and having to go back. And weirdly, every time I went back, I went right back to that moment where Adrian Brody throws biting ants onto a man's face. And so Lewis watched that part like 7 times.
Good. So he, I mean, you left Texas, so he doesn't have to worry about anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Not a concern. Miles has recently taken to watching a YouTube channel called Sam the Slime.
Okay.
And he does arts and crafts. It's, I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's harmless.
Okay. Yeah.
Except when the episode ends and I'm in the shower and it goes to a recently played episode that I was watching of guys playing an extremely violent video game called
okay.
Rust.
And then Miles enjoys
and I'm
that
in the shower and
bit.
I hear, and I come out and there's just men like, you know, slaughtering things.
Yeah.
So well, I get it. I get where you're coming from. And I think it, I don't know if what it does to them, but it certainly is doing something. You
yeah.
know?
It's got doing something.
Something
that's what
I could never teach them.
That was the thought I had today as Lewis was watching the man have ants eat his face. It's not, honestly, it's not a graphic movie by any stretch.
No.
Even though that does happen.
I mean, that is the one graphic part. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot better than like the one graphic part of Heritage. You know,
raise
or,
your
Hereditary.
Hand if you want to hear Lewis's one sentence description of this film.
Sorry, yes. I think we've done a good job of introducing dad talk.
Ready?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Car.
Oh, which part?
Most of it.
Oh, right. Because that's pretty. That's where he's at language-wise?
Like, first of... Well, that's what Lewis could say, but also that is what the film is. Like, first 10 minutes, they, like, go on a date to the farmer's market, and then the rest of it is just, like, cars exploding.
Oh, should we do... Or is that Lewis's full review, or is that just the headline?
That's his full review. Do we want to do the thing where you describe it in 60 seconds and I describe it in iambic pentameter? Is that what you were going to ask? Because yes.
That is what I was going to ask, yes.
Was it?
No.
What were you going to ask?
Is it a romance?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Yes.
Because as you said, it is a beautiful romance. Well, actually,
beautiful.
It's a pretty odd romance for the first 15 minutes or so.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful romance.
Get at each other pretty quickly.
100% about their love and no pets die. It's like a romance square.
Do any pets die?
No.
Why do you say
nope.
it like
oh,
that?
Oh, the ants? No, the ants are fine. The ants just eat the guy's face. They're fine.
Oh, yeah. The
man
ants
dies.
Are fine. Yeah,
guys
there's
die.
Even... Well, a lot of men die. Yeah, the kill counts are the roof. But we should really describe the movie first or else that's going to be completely out of context.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a romance.
No pets die. Happily ever after, yes.
Yep.
They end up together at the end.
Yep. And it's about their love. It's like mainly about their like fault. It's like kind it's of enemies to lovers vibe, where like they go on a date and then he's like, and it goes really well, but then he's like way too clingy, and then it turns out she's a secret agent, and she's like mad at him because he like blows up her spot.
Do you think that the entropy of this movie at absolute zero is a well-defined constant?
Is that the third law of romances?
Yeah.
I think the entropy of this movie at absolute zero is a well-defined.
I guess
constant.
That's like a you know film crit.
Yeah.
Jargon. I don't really
absolute zero.
I trust you.
Yeah, absolute zero is a film tomatoes? Crit jargon for how many ghosts are in the movie. So this is an absolute zero movie, just to use like the film school jargon for that.
Good. Perfect. So this one checks all the boxes then.
Yeah.
Almost yeah. didn't get that last one.
Yeah.
Because we really thought it was about ghosts.
Yeah. When we do romance movies on our show, which is always, we have a famous thing where Tanner describes a movie in 60 seconds. And then I describe it in a perfect iambic pentameter in a kind of like poem parody of Richard III's famous speech from Richard III.
So,
good?
Yeah.
You want me to put 60 sure. seconds? I got a big bad clock here. It's big, it's bad. It's ready for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it started.
Okay, there is a woman called the robot from the new Blade Runner movie, and she is trying to find a little regulation in her life. So she goes and goes home to her apartment, and she wants to fill it with nice things. She goes to the farmer's market. She meets Chris Evans. They get in a fight about whether or not she can take care of plants, and
she can't.
His stoned neighbor, like market vendor neighbor, says go after her, and he does, and they exchange numbers, and then she ghosts him.
Ghosted.
Because she's a super spy. He goes to Europe to surprise her, and he gets caught up in her super spy scheme and ends up in Pakistan and then somewhere else, and then ends up at like a bounty hunter restaurant where she escapes Adrian Brody, and so does Chris Evans.
End time.
And then they fall in love.
Nailed it.
I did a really good job. And there's nothing you can say against it, except I don't know anyone's names.
I thought that was fantastic. I thought you were going way too slow at the beginning, but so did the movie, kind of.
Yeah, it picks up once it turns into kind of a spy movie.
I now will regale you with beautiful Shakespearean poetry.
He's putting on a blindfold, I think, to prove that this is sort of off the cuff.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Now is the winter of our Chris content. Made funner by the Chris from Civil War. And if you think this film's about a ghost, prepare thyself for disappointing news. That's not what Apple TV Plus hath wrought. Indeed, the ghost count in this film is nil, although the runtime is 156.
Ample really long movie.
For spectral escapades.
Super long.
Ghostless in truth.
Get your money's worth.
Ghosted is best described as Hallmark Channel romance meets True Lies. Which, let's be honest, that's a fucking bop. But critics, soured by years of gall and bile, can't lift this gentle romp past 25%. And so the film itself becomes a ghost, haunted by its Rotten Tomatoes score. But soft, we spent no time yet on the plot. I've told you that she's not a ghost, I hope. And that is all you need to know. The rest...
I spent a minute on the plot. Disrespectful.
...is nonsense. Okay, fine. The Chris who's from Avengers dates a girl who's secretly a super spy. And then they spend an hour 56 exploding cars and driving cars that crash. The jokes per minute isn't super great. But, uh-oh, car is all you need to know.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Really good poem. Here's what I'll say to people about the length of the movie.
Yeah.
If you're looking to spend $9.99 a month until you remember to cancel it.
Yeah.
And get a solid like 2 hours of entertainment.
Yeah.
Ghosted is going to give you a lot of, at 116 minutes, it's going to give you a lot of bang for your buck. If you're looking for a good movie that's fun to watch and is nice to sit down and watch for 2 hours, maybe you want to find something else.
I thought it was fun. It's giving Hallmark.
It is giving Hallmark, yes.
Don't you
sending
think?
Hallmark.
It's sending yeah. Hallmark, but it's also giving like every 90s action movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's maybe Chris Evans is only good at being Captain America.
Yeah, he wasn't super good at being the guy from this movie.
Yeah.
Too handsome. Like, way I think you handsome. Need you need a nerd to be the guy from this movie.
Everyone in this movie is way too good looking. Distractingly good looking. There's a guy they introduce like halfway through the film. Yes, they're like introducing main characters who die and who you like feel bad for dying.
Yeah.
like halfway into the movie. They introduce this like CIA agent called Agent Jackson, and he's got the most like piercing blue eyes I've ever seen. Like, I couldn't look away from the screen every time it was on.
Beautiful.
Everyone. The robot from Blade Runner.
Captain America's in it. Sebastian Stan from Captain America's in it.
Oh, yeah.
The Falcon from Captain America's in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was in it. He was good. They both played bounty hunters. So was Deadpool.
There are some funny recurring bits in the film. One of the funny recurring bits is that the bounty hunters that are chasing them keep, like, killing each other and getting the bounty, and it's pretty funny. And they're all, like, extremely famous actors. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
and there's kind of a get a room bit that's pretty funny, where like everyone else can sense the sexual tension between them, but they somehow don't notice. Pretty funny. But as I said, jokes per minute, not like
JPMs.
I think they either low. Needed to cut down some of the minutes or pump up some of the jokes. Either way would have been
either
fine.
Way would have worked. Yeah. Yeah, they tried to like pump up the minutes with more like celeb cameos, but yeah. Like.
Still, keep moving. Keep moving. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to hate on this movie. It's just like a fun, silly movie. Good.
Fine.
Good movie. Jesus. And it's got a name generator in it.
It does?
Yeah.
Yes. What is your... ghosted name?
At
mine
some point...
like...
oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Sure.
Thrillbo, like Slagans, right? Okay. And it's S-L-A-Y.
That's your ghosted name. Okay. And what is a ghosted name? Thrillbo. Okay, you don't know.
I don't know, and Thrillbo Slagans was the first thing I came up with, too, so I can't even, like,
yeah,
reverse engineer it. I guess your ghosted name is literally the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah, because let's talk about this, because I'm like pulled in a couple different directions now, if I can just put my cards on the table.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you've done a really bad job of doing a name generator. It sucked shit. Like, it made no sense. Why? It has nothing to do with anything. But on the other hand, Thrillbo Slagans is incredible. It's a great name. It's a really good name. So I'm like a dad who's like, I feel like I should be disciplining you, but like I'm also like kind of proud of like how you like covered the whole house in crayon or whatever, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Shit, this actually looks really good. Like, you like painted on the wall with markers, and it's like kind of an awesome mural. Like, you're not allowed to do that, but like, we're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Thrillbo.
What's yours? What's your approach? Because maybe my name and your approach will be just as good. I wouldn't sell yourself short so quickly.
Slam Gamgee?
No, I mean, what's your approach to... what's your name generator?
I don't know, but do you want to take a moment and step down and tell me if that's a pretty good name?
What did you do? Sam Gamgee?
Slam Gamgee.
Slam Gamgee? I would want to do something with Gamgee, too, don't you?
I don't know.
Want to just be Slam Slam G.
Maybe Slam Slam G?
Say, how about like Slam Blam Thank You Ma'am G?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's the adventures of Thrillbo Slagans
and
his like nephew's best friend, Slam Bam Thank You Ma'am G. And that's how you get your ghosted name. Anyone can play along at home.
You need a friend.
You need a friend, and then you both have to think of the first thing that pops into your head that, like, is actually a pretty awesome name.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be, like, a sucky name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't have anything to do with ghosted.
Yeah. I didn't capture the timestamp, but there's a whole running bit where, like, she can't take care of a plant, and he can because he's a farmer.
That's why he's so ripped up, I guess. They have to, like, he needs a reason to be completely ripped up, like the most, like, chiseled man in the world. What are we going to, like, what can we come up with? They're like, I guess he's a farmer.
I guess he's a farmer, and he has, like, a farm store.
It also makes him interesting because he travels the world learning about farms.
Well, yeah. He also, like, can't keep track of anything, and so he puts trackers in everything, and he put one on his asthma inhaler, and that's how he, like, tracks her down when she ghosted him.
Yeah. Yeah. They really want me to believe he's, like, some, like, hapless dork, but...
Do you
want
to hear the name generator that's in the film? We don't have to.
Please. Yeah, I do.
Sorry, Thrillbo. I know you're, like, off on another of your, like, great adventures, but if you could just, like, pause for a second.
No, yeah, please.
The running bit about plants, and at some point, one of them says to the other one, what are you? The patron saint of plants?
Right, okay.
So yeah. I was figuring, like...
So what are we the patron
saint
of?
What are you... The patron saint of. Do you want to know who the patron saint of plants is first while we're here?
Yep.
I'll tell you.
Or who's your patron saint? What's the name generator?
What are you the patron saint of?
Okay.
The patron saint of plant, fucking awesome dude named Fiacre of Bruy.
Where's Bruy?
I'm going to guess
where
it's
was it?
In Ireland.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe it's in France. He was born in Ireland. And then the application of Bruy is kind of misleading.
Okay.
Is it interesting? But it's like pretty long to say why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like really torn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can feel your conflict through the Zoom.
Yeah, y'all can look it up on Wikipedia. But he looks cool as hell. He's got like a cool stained glass window where he's like looking up like he's like, uh-oh,
surrounded
I fucked it up again, and he's holding a shovel.
Whoa. What did he do to get sainted for plants?
Do you want to know his miracles? Here, I'll send you a picture.
Any of them plant-based?
Look at him. This is like so memeable. The picture of him is so memeable. Let's see. What were his miracles? Oh, his fame for miracles were widespread. He cured all manner of diseases by laying on his hands. So I think if you just do that three times, that counts as three miracles.
This guy, Jack's like, I'm going to send you something, and then doesn't send it.
Oh, it's taken a while to load. I think it's like a really big file.
Great.
What do you think?
It's just come through.
Yeah.
So why does he have the shovel and the stained glass?
Plants.
Yeah, but why? What's with the plants?
He's patron saint.
All right, forget it. What am I the patron saint of?
I don't know. I hadn't thought this far.
Let's go to Mockaroo.
Okay, yeah, everybody pull up Mockaroo. It's a site we use when we don't know how to do a name generator. It kind of does it for us.
Yeah.
So are we just pulling up? Is it just going to be one field and it's what we're the patron saint of? Yeah, let's choose...
Or it could be industry or whatever, right?
Yeah, industry is usually pretty good. Construction role is always... Oh, construction material. That's what plants are, right? Or what about construction subcontract category? I'm going to go with construction subcontract category. I've never used that one before.
Okay. Are you sure that's going to be meaningful things, or is it all just going to be like nonsense?
No, this is going to be meaningful, definitely, and it's going to fit. You can pick something else. So, folks, to do this name generator, go to Mockaroo and pick something that just like really sticks out at you. And I'll tell you now what I'm the patron saint of, if you want.
We're not done there. We then need to follow it up with our miracle.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, fine. I'll write this down because I've got what I'm the patron saint of. And then how do we get our miracle?
I guess look up if there's like a list of miracles somewhere.
Okay.
And then we'll count down the list or whatever.
So go to list of miracles. Let's see.
Go to list of miracles. Jesus Christ, this guy. Everyone go to list of miracles.
I don't want just Jesus's miracles. Let's list of saints' miracles. All right. Let's see.
Stock sectors.
I've got a Wikipedia page called Category Miracles. This is perfect. So go to, and it's Christian miracles. Sorry, that's what I've landed on. I know it's normative, but.
Sorry.
So if you go to the Wikipedia page that's Category
Christian Miracles?
Category Christian Miracles. No, it's, I'll send it to you.
I've Googled Christian Miracles.
I've sent it to you.
Okay.
You can just click. And then find the miracle that is closest to the miracle that corresponds with the first letter of your first name. and then open up that Wikipedia page. And okay, yeah, I've got mine. Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
So do you want me to like do a whole like song and dance about it, or you just want me to say?
Of course I want you to do a whole song and dance about it. You're a fucking saint. God, illuminate it, Jack.
Okay. Ooh, Tanner, you are in a coma. It's okay. You're going to be fine. It's not your time yet.
Where am I?
You're in the place between worlds.
It's so dark.
Yeah, but do you see the light where I came from?
Yes, can I go there?
Not yet. It's not your time yet. But I am warning you to change your ways.
Who are you?
I've been sent by the
Holy
One.
What's your authority?
I'm the saint, the patron saint. I'm Slam Bam Thank You Bamji. And I am the patron saint of structural and miscellaneous steel erection.
Whoa. And just a question.
Yeah. How do you know I'm a saint?
No. Does miscellaneous erections include what I think it does?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why are you a saint? Is that why you came? Too many questions. Why are you a saint?
Well, how am I a saint? Because I've committed three miracles, but I can only name one because that's kind of the strictures
the
of the name generator. I'll name one for you to prove
it. It's the rule for being a saint.
Prove you're
you
a saint.
You have to be humble so you can
if
only...
If you're ever in Tanner's situation, remember to say, prove you're a saint. It's like show your badge to a cop. Well, yep. I can completely or partially avoid the normal process of decomposition after death.
How? What's that called?
It's called Miracle of Incorruptibility. It's why I look so good.
So you're always just going to look like that?
Yeah. And I can still get those miscellaneous erections, even though my body is sort of long past its prime.
Wow.
Ooh, change your ways. You're going to wake up now. Everything's fine. Look toward the light.
I wake up and I like shake you in bed next to me.
Yeah. Jack.
Jack, wake up, but I can't wake you up. You're deep in like a fitful sleep, dreaming of something.
What?
And then we just sort of like dreamscape down into your dream.
Perfect. Oh, God. Oh, I shouldn't have eaten
Jack
that.
Jack Shepherd!
In the 90s, it's always cheese. I shouldn't have eaten that cheese late at night.
It's Christmas Eve, C-H-R-I-S.
Dash. Miss
E V A N S. Dashmas. Chris.
Who are you?
Chris Evans Eve.
This must be a nightmare.
I am the ghost of Christmas.
Future?
Or what am I? No,
probably
I'm
present.
DM.
We did pass last time.
I'm
no,
not
you're
the ghost
a saint.
Of Christmas, Brad. I'm the saint, actually.
Why are you here?
I'm the saint of. Well, it just says not applicable over and over again, so I think I did something wrong. Let me go back.
Perfect. The saint of not applicable? What does that mean? And now I'm just alone here in my dream. I really shouldn't have eaten that cheese. I'm a vegan.
I'll be right back! Crypto?
Crypto? Fucking
Health?
Like... Control-Alt-Delete this dream. The fucking patron saint of crypto is here.
Location. Here we go.
Just pick a construction category. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll go construction category. Jack Shepherd!
Oh,
did
still
you fall
here?
Back asleep?
No, I've been asleep. I've just been having kind of a blank dream.
I mean, did you wake up? That's what we call falling asleep here in the dream world.
Oh, God. It's like dreamscape. Who are you? What's your name?
I am the patron saint of, I went to the wrong one.
The last guy was patron
what
saint
do I
of
do?
Not applicable, and then he just fucking ghosted me.
I know. I keep clicking the wrong categories. One sec. One moment. Go back to sleep. I mean, don't wake up. Just sit there.
Honestly, the weirdest dream I've ever had. It's the last time I have,
I'm like... just like flailing here. I've never like mishandled
Gorgonzola after
Macaroo so terribly.
Really struggling to come up with a cheese there. The vegan Gorgonzola isn't quite there yet. I'll be honest. I do think that people should try veganism. It's a great lifestyle. But, you know, if Gorgonzola's your thing, wait another couple of years. But a lot of the cheeses have come a long way, he said to no one in his dream.
Where's construction? Where are you seeing construction? Jack Shepard!
Yeah. Oh, you're still here. Or you're a different guy.
I am the patron saint of frozen fiddleheads. I just went to groceries.
And what's that?
A fiddlehead is like a fern, I guess. It's like okay. It's the kind of like windy fern, you know? You cut chop one of those off, you got a fiddlehead. You can just grill those, I think. They're meaty.
Are you, by any chance, Fiacre of Bruy?
No.
The patron saint of plants? Or it's like a subcategory?
This is frozen fiddleheads. It's like okay. A grocery item. It's like it's like a skew.
Don't you think Fiacre would have something to say about that? Because he's a patron saint of plants.
Pissed about it. We talk about it all the time. Because okay. Mine's like, they're dead. They're frozen. We're eating them, you know?
And what's your name?
Tanner. Wait, how do we come up with the... Thrillbo Slagans.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Thrillbo. Wait, also, why are you here? Sorry, a lot of questions.
To teach you a message about the value of being nice on Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, no, I do need that. And how do I know you're a saint? Show me your badge with the miracle printed on it that you
Here is my badge.
Okay.
Mine was Stigmata.
Oh, okay. That's pretty fucked up. This is a scary dream. Ah! Oh, Tanner! Tanner! Yeah. I just had the scariest dream.
I'm already awake. I'm shaking you awake. I just had the scariest dream.
Good.
All right.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here. I'm excited to tell you about a little money-making project that Evil Tanner and I are cooking up called Wetter Help. It's basically the same concept as our sponsors, BetterHelp, but we're not going to run into any copyright problems this time because Wetter Help does everything our competitors do, but we do it soggier, damper, and with a 100% moistness guarantee, or your money back. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. But if you want to get absolutely drenched, BetterHelp has literally nothing to offer you. At WetterHelp, we'll spray you down with a hose, steep you for a full half hour in the most sodden, saturated slop we can find, and then throw you in a lake. The only thing BetterHelp can do is find you a therapist to work through your stuff in a way that will help you face the world and practice self-care, all while completely bone dry. If you want to develop self-awareness that helps you build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, or find a healthy balance in your relationships with other people in your life, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime...
Tanner! I just don't think this one works. Tanner!
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/bedfellows. Tanner, I had the weirdest dream during the break. Really fucked up. I dreamt that we were like sleeping in the same bed, and then you woke me up, and then I had a dream in the dream, and it was like this guy called Thrillbo Slagans, who was a patron saint of fiddleheads. And it was like funny until he like
showed
me his...
You just told me that the patron saint of plants was...
I know, just, like, it makes no sense. I think having that conversation is what made me think of that. But then he showed me his hands, and they were like, they had like holes in them, and they were bleeding. Yeah, really
Jesus
fucked
Christ.
Up.
Christ.
Yeah.
Sounds scary. Yeah.
Weird.
I don't remember any of my dreams.
Yeah.
I think it's because I play too many video games.
What movie is that about? Oh, Ghosted.
Let's see. We got a lot of notes, don't we?
Let's see.
This is a romance podcast, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any kind of like segment, you'll have to remind me, where we learn about how to or teach others about how to do romance? Oh, we could do it in our novel.
Oh, yeah. We're writing a novel. It's called... Love in the Time of Horses.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I miscaptured the note. But at the 20-minute mark...
yeah.
Well, so our novel, we'll get into it, but the sort of lesson I think we can learn from this one is Chris Hemsworth is...
other Chris Evans.
Too handsome farmer.
Yeah. Too handsome
one.
Farmer. Can you imagine? And imagine if you went to the farmer's market to get a plant, let's say like a fiddlehead or something, mm-hmm. and then the guy who is got
you know, those
plants,
freeze well.
It's not just like a
you put
regular
those.
Guy.
You can get those in the summer at the farmer's market. You can put those in like the deep freeze chest freezer downstairs, and those will keep.
You're like, hey, can I have a fiddlehead? And then it's like instead of a guy, like just a guy, it's too handsome farmer. Chris Hemsworth.
Two handsome farmers there, but it doesn't matter because you are. They once made a movie about you. You're like a lady. No, sorry.
Okay.
Let's start over.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to start and say the thing again where it's like, okay, imagine you go to the farmer's market to get fiddleheads.
Yeah.
And
those freeze well.
Yeah. These freeze well.
And the guy who's selling you the frozen fiddleheads is too handsome farmer, but
too
it doesn't matter because
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah.
you're too pretty spy. And one time they made a movie about how an AI version of you was so pretty that it like drove Ryan Gosling insane.
Oh yeah, such a good movie.
Yeah,
but not enough people watched it, but it's so good. It's just incredible. Like they fucking did it. It's like, oh, don't make a sequel to Blade Runner, and then they did, and it was like,
well, do it if you're gonna do it well.
If you're gonna do it that good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a big purple one of her.
Yeah,
that was in the movie Blade Runner. So it doesn't matter if it's too handsome farmer back there because you were because
you're too pretty
handsome AI.
Yeah, from Blade
famously
Runner.
Pretty
yes.
AI spy.
I'm with
from
you.
Blade
yeah.
Runner.
And the fiddleheads. That's
they're
a red herring. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a farmer. Yeah. He's all ripped up because he's a farmer. And he has one other skill because he's a farmer. At the 20-minute mark, they have... this is like the first act of the movie. They've had their argument at the farmer's market. He's gone. He's pursued her. They've had their night of like fun. And they've fucked.
Okay.
And at the 20-minute mark, they've finished fucking.
Okay, great.
And the AI says... wow. And Captain America says, first farmer. I captured it in my notes as fist farmer, but I'm certain he said first farmer. Because I don't think the rest of the interaction would make a lot of sense if it was fist farmer.
Yeah.
So let's assume he said first farmer.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. And she says, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he says, that power you felt is from the land.
What? I missed
that. And
that
felt like... it felt like a good romance.
I let my 2-year-old watch
say.
This.
Yeah. Well, now he's going to know that. He's going to take that with him into like adulthood, you know?
Yeah. He's going to be a farmer.
It felt like a pretty like hot thing to say. So maybe we want to like incorporate either farming or earthmancy, I guess.
Yeah. Geomancy.
Like geomancy. I was about to say terramancy.
Geomancy.
Why? Explain to me why terramancy would be bad, would be incorrect. Less correct than geomancy.
Geo is Greek, and I think mancy is Greek, and terra is Latin. So you don't want to mix your Greek and your Latin. So
no,
there you
why
go.
Would I?
So we're doing our hit romance novel that we're working on.
Love
are we
the
starting
time of
from?
Horses.
We're starting from scratch.
I think we essentially do every time. I think there are some like constants that sort of persist, and it's just the stuff we can remember.
I think there's the one that we initially
horses.
Worked on got a little too convoluted because we did too much world building and not enough like plot. So let's not have that this time.
So remind me where we are. And I think what worked about this moment is his sexual prowess came from his craft, which is working the land.
So it's a world where your sexual prowess comes from your craft. He's working
he's
the
so
land.
Good at working the land that he has used those skills to work her
orifices,
presumably.
Yeah, but we wouldn't say it like that in writing.
No. I'm getting us there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let me pitch. Can I pitch something to you, or do you need to finish the sentence?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
So I think our main character then would need to summon his sexual prowess from his craft. I don't know if it necessarily needs to be farming.
Okay, but I think that then we need to have, to create tension in this, the love interest has to like not have, or at least appear not to have a craft, and therefore is like shunned by society because they can't make love good because they don't have a craft. And then so the book is going to be about them like discovering what their craft is, and then big passionate sex at the end. Do you see what I'm saying? He's got a craft that comes from the land. Everyone's got a craft. All of their, everyone's like prowess comes from their craft.
Okay, this is, so it's like a YA novel. Like everyone is like, when they turn 18, they are assigned a craft. And their craft always informs their sexual prowess.
Yes, but if you don't have a craft.
Hero slash heroine doesn't have a craft, was like missing, or like for some reason was never assigned.
It's supposed to come, like it comes to you in a dream or whatever. It's just like when you turn 18, you're like, oh, obviously, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna be the builder, and I'm, it's no question, he's gonna be the mathematician, and like whatever. But then she gets, it turns 18,
our protagonist,
she's like, I'm not good at anything,
right? So assumes that they have no sexual prowess,
yeah,
goes on an adventure. This is like a romance, it's not gonna be a YA, it's a romance.
It has to be a romance, and remembering now, this is the mistake we made last time too. Is like we made a fantasy kind of, which is like maybe just kind of where.
That's
but
fine.
It's okay. You can. It's a fantasy romance.
I think she goes on an adventure to like, you know, she discover like she learns about some prophecy and thinks like, oh, the people who are never given their vocation,
she's
their craft,
like, yeah,
are supposed to go to this place and do this thing.
That's pretty good.
And I think along the way, she maybe like has sex and discovers that she's actually.
That's
really
her
good
craft.
At it.
But then that's where her prowess comes from. It's kind of self-reinforcing.
Pretty strong. Wow.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's very sexy. Yeah. I feel like
sort
we could put
like
a lot
going
of sex
like Super Saiyan, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I feel like it's a pretty good start for Love the Time of Horses. I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, we've got a really good romance. It's sort of urban fantasy.
Do you want to say our burns from the movie?
It's like a Black Mirror episode.
I was seeing it as, okay, sure.
Dystopian, right?
That's not
you're
quite
assigned,
how I was seeing it. Yeah.
It's a fantasy, or is it fantasy to you, and you're it's just like, sort of, it comes to you in like a, you know, around, it's like becoming a mutant at the X-Men universe. It's around pubescence, you like, your vocation
comes
to you.
You get your craft. Yeah, it's fitting a lot of good paint by numbers here. You know, it's like, oh, you're divergent, you know?
Okay, I like it.
So we can do some of that stuff. With
Fiddleheads?
It. We can get some fiddleheads in there. Maybe that's the name of it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Actually, that's pretty good. You become a fiddlehead.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you're called when you're never assigned your vocation.
Well, this is like, I think we shouldn't.
Yeah, we gotta,
this
we
half
should wrap
the podcast.
This up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a spec script to write.
We got
to
do our burns before we go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Burn of the week.
11-minute, 20-second. 22-second mark.
Yeah.
I think they're just about to have sex.
Okay.
And he is wooing her, charming her.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, I'm writing a book.
Is he?
And she says it in a way that I don't think she means to be mean, but it's a pretty hard burn. She says, oh, what is it about the history of farming?
Yeah, I guess like that would be a boring book.
Yeah. And she's saying, like, you're so boring that it's surely the only thing you can write about
the only
is the
thing
history
you know
of farming.
About. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's about the history of farming, too. So she's not wrong.
Do you want to hear it burn?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a burn on me. Okay. It's, I think it's Chris Evans. Why can't I say Evans?
I don't know.
Like, I say Chris and Hemsworth comes to me. I can't.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's the only
It feels
Chris
unfair
I want,
to
too.
Evans and Pine.
You know? Yeah. It's the only one I ever reach for, too.
Chris Evans' is like brother is like ribbing him, I think, or someone in his family. Maybe it's his sister. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's got a sister, a much younger sister. Maybe his parents just had him when he was like when they were like kids, you know.
And they're making fun of him in front of Ana de Armas from Blade Runner, and they say, "Did he ever tell you that he wrestled in high school?"
Oh, that is too. A burn on you and on Mark Forster.
Because I like find ways to bring it up. Especially if I'm talking to Mark Feuerstein.
I don't really have any other burns, but at the 37-minute mark, I captured a note, which is they jump out of like a, I think they're in Pakistan or something, right? They somehow end up in Pakistan, and they jump out of like a jeep.
Yeah, there's a lot. We haven't said the whole movie. It's just kind of a convoluted plot where it's like, he's got the MacGuffin, but they need the MacGuffin to like open the MacGuffin and like, you know.
And I like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think he was very good in this movie, except for one part where he screamed after tumbling down a hill.
Yeah.
I swallowed a rock. And it made me laugh so much in the moment that I had to pause the movie. And it's making me laugh now just thinking about it.
Bloody good. Yeah, do we say Adrian Brody's in this one? It's like a main major character. Okay, we are running a little bit long, but I think we just have enough time to do a little segment, which we will
actually
not
hear
be
that a lot.
Okay, we will not
in
be
the
needing
locker room.
We actually don't need you for this one. So
okay,
goodbye.
Oh yeah, sorry. Oh,
I said goodbye.
You've never been here before.
You, I'm just still here.
Oh wait. Oh yeah.
You're
Shit. Let me try again.
Good job, Joan. Great job, Joan.
What happened?
Joan tried to climb up on the on the shelf and just knocked literally every single thing off of the shelf.
Good.
But why are you here? Because Arbiter Tanner usually comes.
I think it didn't work. Let me
that.
Try again.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What?
It's me again.
So what's happening? We won't be able to do the show if the blip doesn't work, if the like the time bubble doesn't work.
Well, we'll have to go into the future,
Fix
the time bubble, and find Arbiter Tanner.
Okay, great. That's awesome. How do we do that if the time bubble doesn't work?
We need a movie that takes place. We need a romance film.
Yeah.
We'll need to find, this is a tall order, Jack.
Okay, yeah.
We'll need to find a romance film.
Yeah.
That takes place roughly, what did we decide during Demolition Man? 30 years
in
the future?
About 30 years, yeah. Okay, so romance time travel film that takes 30, because that's how we did it last time. And then we can go and what?
Except we use the, well, let's worry about the movie first.
Okay. Well, it also needs to have a Chris, yeah.
Yeah, it needs to teach us a lesson.
And it needs to teach us a lesson.
Christmas movie would be nice too because it is like
December. Chris.
Have you seen Amazon Prime original The Tomorrow War?
Yes. Starring Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Takes place in December 2022.
Perfect.
Christmas movie.
Well, and now that we've decided that.
Roughly 30 years in the future.
That should trigger all the events that we need to trigger in order for some kind of a time bubble to.
Oh!
Hello?
It's the ghost of Chris Moss Future.
This is Arbiter Jack.
Whoa! Are you from the future?
Yeah, well, I'm actually from my present.
Have you seen The Tomorrow War?
Yeah, it's one of the most famous films here.
Jack,
but
do
we don't have time
for Arbiter Jack
to talk about. I'm Arbiter Jack.
Jack, do you have any questions for Arbiter Jack?
Oh yeah, good question. I forgot that I was also here.
Yeah.
How'd you get your face to look like that?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's a mask.
Oh, will you take it off?
Absolutely not, and we don't have time to talk about it.
Do we get masks?
Everybody has to wear a mask. The air is toxic in the future. But I think I remember hearing through the time bubble that you guys said you would keep this bit pretty short.
No, sir.
So you could end the episode. Remember?
You wish, buddy. All right. Arbiter Jack, I'm going to take your hand and climb atop the, like, saddled skeleton monster.
It shoots Jolly Ranchers.
the dream horses in the movie we're going to watch, we'll talk about it next week. Let's ride this thing into the future. Let's save Arbiter Tanner, and let's watch Chris Pratt in the Amazon Prime original, The Tomorrow War.
Excellent. Well, in that case, everybody, please subscribe to Jack and Tanner's Patreon, patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Yeah,
Jack,
I can say this part, Arbiter Jack, but thank you.
Yeah.
Please do remember to subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/BSCC podcast.
I also could have said it, by the way.
You were so bad at it. Historically terrible at it. So, no.
Arbiter Jack is good at it.
People who I want to do this is me first, then Arbiter Jack, and then a distant like fifth is you.
Okay.
Join the Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. This week we watch film. Film we watched was called Ghosted. Next week we're going to be watching a film called Tomorrow War, and I guess rescuing Arbiter Tanner in the future. And
with Arbiter Jack. Thank you, Arbiter Jack. Arbiter Jack, you seen Ghosted?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Blip on the radar.
All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope, and this is Arbiter Jack, and I hope that you find your Apple TV Plus ever after.
Great. We might be childhood friends and I-